G'day guys, Greg here. Now, I was walking through Aldi the other day and I came across this product right here. International Cuisine Beef Rissoles. Tender rissoles served with mashed potato, vegetables and onion gravy sauce. Yeah, sounds alright. Now, at the time of making these videos, this cost $5.50. Not bad for a frozen meal nowadays. With inflation at the moment, it's probably $15.90 by now. But it says beef rissoles. Let's see how much beef is actually in it. Oh. Well, it's reconstituted mash, 28%.
I love that stuff.
Beef rissoles, 25%.
Yes.
Although down here it says it contains 14.6% beef. So it's 25% beef rissoles, of which 14% is beef. And if they taste any good, the energy is 1400 kilojoules per serving, which means you can have like, six or something like that of these every day.
And still have a body like the old Grego.
Well, how about we crack it open and see what it looks like out of the box.
Ooh, I love a good unboxing.
Ooh, well, well, well. Well, that must be your rissoles, but they're not exactly round. They look pretty flat and squished. There's your reconstituted potatoes and your peas and carrots. Look how much gravy's there. Anyway, how do we cook this thing? Heating instructions. Remove meal from carton. Do not remove film. Place frozen meal into microwave oven. Cook on high to 7 to 7.5 minutes. Remove from microwave oven and allow to stand for 1 to 2 minutes. Carefully remove film and serve. All right, 7 to 7.5 minutes, eh? Well, I might go the 7 mark. In 10 seconds. Just for fun. All right, well, here it is. Ooh, yeah. I gotta say, this kitchen smells really nice. Okay, well, here. Does that look anything like what we got today? It almost looks identical. Except these balls are round, and well, these ones look like they've copped a bit of punishment. I'm not too sure if I like the look of that rissole. Looks a bit how's your father. These carrots look like they've shriveled up a bit. And same with the peas there. This mash looks good. Feels a bit sticky, but
man, who cares, mate? I bet it tastes good.
Well, let's suss out one of these rissoles. Oh, yeah, that 14% beef. Oh, I can't wait to eat that. Now, this carrot, soggy. Carrot flavour. I've had better. Those peas. Oh, they kind of taste like corn, this potato. Well, it sticks to everywhere in your mouth, the roof of your mouth, on your tongue, under your tongue, to your teeth. It's actually really chewy. It's like potato chewing gum. But I like it like that. Ooh. It's got a pretty nice flavour, if you like the flavour of reconstitution. Now this gravy. Whoa. Boy, that's it's got this sweetness about it and that sort of taste of gravy that, well, tastes like gravy that's been sitting there for a long time. But it's not too bad. Now, the meat. Oh, yeah. Tastes all right. It's not a bad rissole at all. It tastes like way more than 14% beef. It tastes more like 17%. That ought altogether, this is all right. I am really quite enjoying these potatoes, the chewiness of them. And, well, it's just one of those food experiences that you just can't get anywhere else other than in a frozen meal usually. And it tastes pretty good. Yeah, well, this isn't too bad at all. Oh, I'm quite liking these peas and carrots. Not something that I would usually eat, but hey, when you're forced to eat them and you've got no choice, mate, sometimes that's the best policy. And these potatoes, well, I really like them, even though they're a little bit dodgy. And I've had way better, but I do love the texture. I love the chewiness of them, and I just love how they taste. And these meat rissoles, well, hardly meat, are they? But they actually have a pretty good flavour and taste pretty good. And all in all, I'm actually enjoying this frozen dinner. And, well, if the Grego meter was going to make a decision, his decision would be... not too bad, not all the way up, but about there. And I tell you what, it's not a bad flavour. It's a pretty good price. It'd be great to keep in your freezer. It is something I'd get again as well. And, well, if you're into these frozen dinners and you want a almost vegan meat rissole, then, yeah, grab one of these International Cuisine beef rissoles, mate. They're not too bad, actually. I mean, I've had way worse, but I've had better as well. Anyway, I hope this video helps you decide what to try, what to buy, and what to avoid. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. I ate a frozen dinner. See you then.
Ooh, yeah, this is Greg's Kitchen, where the reviews